They had the gzeira enacted by the Romans, no learning, no milah, no Shabbos. They sought advice from this Matronisa, who tells them, go mi mafgin balayla, go call out, demonstrate at night. Why specifically at night? Says the Marsha, based on Rashi. The Pasuk says, bochei sifke balayla, Chazal say, bechia, calling out, crying out, is more effective during nighttime when things are quiet and still, and it's heard. It's more heard during daytime, and therefore, it would be more effective. The Ben Yoyada has a pshat. Go be mafkin balayla. Send them a message. Look how many nisim Hashem did for you during nighttime. And he goes through a whole list. Avram prevailed over the Melachim at night. The Nes with Sarah and Parai, Nes of Sarah and Avimelech, happened at night. Machas Bechiras at night. The Nes against the Sancherev and his army happened at night. Haman's downfall and Gedulas Mordechai at night, etc., etc. Send them that message. Nighttime is our domain. Look how many Nisim Hashem did for us at night, in the darkness of night, in the Hester of Choshech. And that should scare them off a bit, generate second thoughts in their minds. Perhaps we should back off from Yisrael and stop tormenting them. The Marsha says that the three Lashonis in the Gemara, Lo Yachechem Anachnu, V'loi Bnei Av Anachnu, V'loi Bnei Im Achas Anachnu, correspond to the three Gzeres, which they were trying to challenge. He says, Lo Yachechem Anachnu corresponds to Bittul Torah. You don't allow us to learn. Take a look what it says in the Torah itself. Lo Yisaiv Edoimi Kiyachichu. Don't be misaiv. Don't consider an Edoimi repulsive, because after all, he's your brother. The Romans come from Edom, from Esav. So Lo Yachechem Anachnu, aren't we really brothers? You're not allowing us to learn the Torah, which tells us to treat you with respect. That doesn't make sense. They went on to say, V'loi b'nei av echad anachnu, aren't we children of the same father, of Yitzchak, who had his bris milah on his eighth day? Why are you not allowing that? V'loi b'nei eim anachas anachnu, that corresponds to Shmira Shabbos. Our mother Rivka Imenu, she was Shemir Shabbos, Chazal say. The Nair was Dalek Mishabbos L'Shabbos. So you also have some sort of connection. You can relate to these ideas, although you yourself don't keep it, but at least allow us to do it. Don't give us a hard time. And the Romans relented, they accepted, they canceled the Gzera, in which case it was turned into a Yom Tov.